I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, and she joins us every Thursday to give us a little bit of a peek inside the issue before it's available. Lisa, welcome back.
Well, hello there. And actually, I think a lot of people got their papers on Wednesday.
Oh.
I know mine was in my mailbox on Wednesday, which is surprising, but it is actually supposed to be out today. So if you got it early, well, that's a little lanyard for you.
Nice.
But we are supposed to be a Thursday paper.
And one of the stories you have, you've been following this case of the 16-year-old who allegedly brought a loaded handgun to the school. We talked about this a little last week, but we've had a development since last week regarding the mother. Is that right?
That's right. The mother was arrested on Saturday. So she was charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor and a couple of misdemeanors. And one of them was allowing and having an unsecured weapon and also allowing an unauthorized person to drive the vehicle. We did some research and found out that Dylan Randles had been arrested in November for speeding or stopped for speeding and also cited for knowingly driving with a suspended license.
Mm.
And so apparently she was allowing him to continue to use the family vehicle, which is how he brought the gun on campus and eventually put it into the locker in the field house.
So that's the connection between the gun and the car. Okay. All right.
Yes.
I see that.
Right.
We also...
Yes.
So,
and this is... Ethan Crumbly's parents just got sentenced to jail for their role in whatever they did. And so it's kind of a new frontier with parents being accountable.
Absolutely. No, I agree. That's what I was immediately thinking of in this case connected to the other case elsewhere. That's exactly right. Beach volleyball is in full swing, and the girls' team from Gulf Breeze High is, what, state-ranked, right?
Well, it looks like they're number one in the state and maybe number two in the nation.
Wow.
And we, of course, are just so proud of them because they have been, this is relatively new sport. And they are just doing great and just beating all expectations and continuing. So if you want to get out and take a look at them in person, you can watch them play beach volleyball in Gulf Breeze at the rec center. And, we just can't wait to see what happens. They could be national champions.
I know. I think that's amazing, especially for being such a new sport for the Santa Rosa County. That's great. The Arts Festival was on Saturday, and it was in the new location, the community center, instead of at the high school, right?
Yes, it was Saturday and Sunday. I went. It was absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful, and what a wonderful array of art. I mean, it was just so good. It's one of the premier art festivals in the area, and it attracts some of the most wonderful artists, and of course it's a new location, so that was a little bit of a change, but really a lot of people liked it because it was not so hot, and of course, you know, it had the ability to really stroll without the people, you know, having to stop and rest because of the heat and everything else. Also protected from the wind as much as it could be because there are some trees back there.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was absolutely beautiful, and we're looking forward to that being in the same location next year. And lots of great opportunities to see art and buy art if you were out there to do it.
I'll give my one vote to anybody who's listening in a decision-making capacity that I preferred it at the high school because my favorite thing to do is to go look through the high school and look through the art that the kids have made because that's my favorite part, and that part didn't seem to be there.
No, they did have it inside.
No, not when I was there. I mean, it might have been at a different hour, but when I was there, I looked through the whole community center.
Oh, they had a local art show.
Okay.
It's true. The kids did not participate, but they did have local art inside. Yes, the kids this year, the high school did not participate with that.
That's like kind of when I go to the fair, I like to go look at all the exhibits that the kids produce, and same thing for when I go to the arts festival. You've got the, there's a finalist, the city is a finalist for a pretty big grant for Septic to Sewer, which is, I mean, always we need to be doing that,
right? That's
right.
Well, they have been really trying to hammer out all of these projects. You know, water is such a major part of everything that we report on. And subject to sewer, of course, is one of the best things that they can do for environmental purposes. And so they've been really trying to find the money for this. And this is exciting because the city does look like they're going to get a $12.8 million grant to use within the city limits and another $6 million for a project outside the city limits. So they are, of course, very excited by this. This will be a huge benefit move and push the project farther ahead than they dreamed. So we're all glad about that.
And this weekend, you've got the Mitch Madness, the 3-on-3 basketball tournament that we talked about last week, right?
Yes, that's right. Mitchell Delgado, he was a 2012 graduate, and this tournament is being held in his honor. Unfortunately, he lost his life in December because of his opioid addiction, which he got through having surgery, which is a common way for people to get started on this very destructive path. And so the family is trying to have a wonderful event and also bring awareness to how easy it is to slip into addiction, and also to help people get treatment, and also to try to stem it, because so much of a stigma is attached to opioid addiction when it could happen to anyone. So they are having that tournament this Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock in the Gulf Breeze High School gym, 3-on-3.
I love that. That's great. All kinds of stuff always in the paper. The Gulf Breeze News comes out on Thursday, every once in a while on Wednesday. And Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the paper. Lisa, thanks for the community service, keeping us all informed and spending some time on Thursday to give us a little taste of what's in the paper. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the Breeze.